All right, welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're heading down to West Antarctica
Oh, very cool.
to talk about a couple of really important glaciers, the Thwaites and Pine Island glaciers.
You got it.
These glaciers are pretty important because they play a really big role in all of the projections that we have for global sea level rise.
Yeah, that's right.
And we've got a paper from Nature Geoscience from 2022, and it's called Relative Sea Level Data Preclude Major Late Holocene Ice Mass Change in Pine Island Bay.
Right.
Oh.
So, well, these glaciers are kind of losing ice at an alarming rate.
Yeah.
And the thing about them is that they're sitting on what we call a retrograde slope.
Oh, interesting.
So basically what that means is that the bedrock slopes downward as you go inland.
Okay.
So as the ice melts back, warmer ocean water can reach more and more of the ice,
Right.
and it just accelerates the whole
Oh, it's
process.
like a runaway train.
Kind of, yeah. It's like once it gets going, it's really hard to stop.
Yeah. And we're talking about a huge amount of ice here.
Right. Oh,
Like,
yeah.
if these glaciers were to completely collapse, we could be seeing global sea level rise of like meters.
Yeah, several meters for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's enough to like significantly reshape coastlines around the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the big question is, have these glaciers been this small before?
Right.
Did they shrink in the past and then recover?
Mm-hmm.
Because if they did, maybe what we're seeing now is just part of a natural cycle.
Right.
But if not, then we're kind of in uncharted territory.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
So that's where this research comes in.
Right.
And they use a really clever technique to look back in time. They look at the history of relative sea level change
Yeah.
in Pine Island Bay.
So relative sea level is influenced by two main things.
Okay.
It's the actual volume of water in the oceans globally,
Right.
and then the up and down movement of the Earth's crust locally.
Okay, I see.
So you can kind of imagine like a giant hand pressing down on a memory foam mattress,
Okay.
and that's kind of like the ice sheet
Okay.
weighing down the Earth's crust. And when the ice melts, the crust slowly
Right, like
rebounds.
a memory foam mattress, it bounces back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So how do they measure relative sea level changes from like thousands of years ago?
Well, they looked for clues in the landscape,
Okay.
specifically raised beaches.
Oh, okay.
So these beaches are elevated above the present-day shoreline, and they formed when sea level was higher.
Okay.
And then they were able to figure out when those beaches were formed by using radiocarbon dating on shells and penguin bones
Oh, wow.
that they found within the beaches.
That's cool. So they're like digging down in those beaches?
Yeah.
That's neat.
So
So,
that technique measures the decay of radioactive carbon
right.
to determine the age of organic materials.
Okay, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So they're basically piecing together a timeline of sea level changes based on these ancient beaches and the stuff that they find there that's really cool. So what did they discover?
Well, what's really interesting is that the data shows a steady fall in relative sea level over the past 5,500 years.
Wow, 5,500 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
So you're seeing evidence that what's happening now is unlike anything in the recent past.
That's right.
This isn't just like a normal, fluctuation.
Yeah.
This is something potentially much bigger.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's scary. So they found that Thwaites and Pine Island glaciers haven't been substantially smaller than they are now for at least 5,500 years.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. And they didn't just stop at radiocarbon dating. They also used a technique called cosmogenic dating
Yes.
to investigate the history of the ice sheet.
You got it.
Cosmogenic dating. I think you're gonna have to explain that one to me.
All right, well, cosmogenic dating involves analyzing isotopes
Okay.
that are produced by cosmic rays
Right.
hitting exposed rock.
He.
So essentially, it tells you how long a particular rock surface has been exposed to the open sky. So if a rock was covered by ice for a long time and then the ice melted,
Right.
you could use this technique to figure out when it became ice-free.
Okay, cool. So they did this on rocks in the area to see
Yeah.
when the ice retreated after the last major ice age.
Exactly.
Did the results from this match up with what they found with beaches?
Well, there was an interesting discrepancy.
Uh-oh.
Some of the exposure ages from the Edwards Islands
Right.
suggested that parts of the area became ice-free earlier
Okay.
than the relative sea level data would suggest.
Oh, so it's like the rocks are saying
Yeah.
we've been free of ice for X amount of time, but the beaches are like, hold on.
Yeah.
Sea level wasn't high enough back then to create these beaches.
Exactly.
Okay,
It's a
so
bit of a puzzle,
yeah.
but the researchers offered a possible explanation.
Okay, what is that?
They proposed that maybe an ice shelf
Okay.
Or perhaps persistent sea ice
Right?
lingered in the area even after the land was exposed.
Oh, I see.
And this would have prevented beach formation,
Right.
even though the land was technically ice-free.
Oh, that's really interesting.
So you can kind of picture it like a giant ice cube
Right.
melting in a glass.
Mm-hmm.
The water level rises,
Right.
but there's still some ice present.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Yeah.
There's something else here that kind of caught my attention.
Okay.
The current rate of bedrock uplift in the region is much faster
Yeah.
than the long-term sea level fall.
That's a really crucial point
Yeah.
because remember our memory foam mattress analogy?
Yeah.
Well, this rapid uplift is
Yeah.
pointing to a recent acceleration in the rate of ice loss.
Okay.
And this is something that we haven't seen in the past 5,500 years.
Right. It's like the Earth is saying, whoa, I'm losing weight way too fast. I need
Yeah.
to adjust quickly. So
Exactly.
we've got ancient beaches telling us about sea level changes over thousands of years, rocks giving us clues
Yeah.
about when the ice retreated,
Right.
and now we've got the Earth's crust itself rebounding at an accelerated pace.
Yeah.
This is all painting a pretty clear picture.
It certainly is.
Right. But the story doesn't end there.
No, it doesn't.
The researchers also compared their relative sea level data
Right.
to existing models of glacial isostatic adjustment.
Or what we call GIA.
Okay, what is that?
Yeah, that's basically a fancy way of saying that the Earth's crust is like a memory foam mattress
Okay, I like that.
that slowly adjusts to changes in weight, like the melting of massive ice sheets.
Okay, and I'm guessing these models didn't perfectly line up
Yeah.
with what the researchers observed.
None of the models perfectly match the observed data.
Okay, so.
And that just kind of highlights the complexity of these systems.
Yeah.
Ice sheets are incredibly dynamic,
Right.
and their interactions with the Earth's crust are intricate.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like trying to predict the exact path of a leaf falling from a tree on a windy day.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many factors at play,
Right.
it's nearly impossible to get it exactly right.
Yeah. So even the best computer models
Yeah.
can't perfectly capture the reality of these massive dynamic ice sheets.
It's true.
Like, we need these real-world observations to,
Yeah.
like, ground truth our understanding.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so, but what does all of this mean for you, the listener?
Right.
Why should you care about ancient beaches and melting glaciers in a
Yeah.
far-off corner of the world?
Good question.
But we'll dive into that in the next part of our deep dive.
All right, see them.
Well, for starters, you're seeing evidence that climate change isn't just a future threat.
Yeah.
It's happening right now.
Yeah.
And the consequences are becoming increasingly apparent,
Yeah, absolutely.
especially in these vulnerable regions
Yeah.
like Antarctica.
This research is like a really powerful reminder
Yeah.
that the choices we make today will directly impact the future of these glaciers and the
Yeah.
global sea level.
Yeah. It really emphasizes the urgency of addressing climate change
Yeah, for sure.
and taking action to mitigate its impacts. It's
Exactly.
like we're at a crossroads,
Yeah.
and the path we choose now
Right.
will determine the course of events for generations to come.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah. This research gives us valuable insight into the past behavior of these glaciers,
Yeah.
which is crucial
Right.
for predicting what might happen in the future and
Yeah.
preparing for those changes.
Precisely, the more we understand about these complex systems,
Right.
the better equipped we are to make informed decisions
Yeah.
about mitigation and
Yeah.
adaptation
Yeah,
strategies.
knowledge is power,
Yeah.
but only if we use it wisely.
That's right.
Speaking of knowledge, there's one more piece of the puzzle we need to discuss.
Okay.
Those models that didn't quite match up
Yeah.
with the observed data.
Right.
You mentioned that this highlights the complexity of these systems, but can you elaborate on that a bit more?
Sure. So the fact that the models didn't perfectly align with the observed data really underscores the intricate nature
Yeah.
of ice sheet dynamics and their interactions with the Earth's crust.
Yeah.
Ice sheets are constantly evolving, responding to a multitude of factors,
Yeah.
from temperature changes to ocean currents.
Yeah.
It's a dynamic dance that's really difficult to fully capture in a model.
It's like trying to predict the exact movements of a flock of birds.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
There's
analogy.
so many individual variables and interactions
Right.
that it becomes incredibly complex.
And to add another layer of complexity,
Oh, gosh.
the Earth's crust itself is not a uniform static entity.
Okay.
It has its own variations in composition structure and response to stress.
Right.
And all of these factors contribute to the challenge of creating models that perfectly reflect reality.
So it's not that the models are useless.
Right.
They're just works in progress.
Exactly.
Right. And they're constantly evolving as we gather more data
Yeah.
and improve our understanding of the underlying physics.
Exactly. And studies like this one play a vital role in refining those models
Yeah.
by comparing model predictions to real-world observations.
Right.
Scientists can identify areas where the models need adjustments or where our understanding of the system is incomplete.
Right, it's a continuous process of improvement.
It is.
For example, you mentioned that some models assume that the bedrock in the region
Yeah.
was covered by ice until relatively recently.
Right.
But the exposure ages suggest an earlier deglaciation. So
Exactly.
that's valuable information
Yeah,
that
yeah.
can help fine-tune the models.
For sure, by incorporating this new data about the timing of ice retreat,
Right.
scientists can create more accurate representations of the past
Yeah.
and make better predictions about the future.
Okay.
And that leads to more reliable projections of sea level rise,
Right.
which are essential for coastal planning and adaptation efforts.
It's like having a more detailed roadmap for the future,
Yeah.
one that takes into account the latest discoveries
Okay.
and helps us navigate the challenges ahead. But as
Exactly.
we wrap up this deep dive,
Yeah.
I can't help but feel a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
This research really underscores the fact that things are changing rapidly in Antarctica.
Yeah, that urgency has certainly warranted
Yeah.
the fate of these glaciers
Right.
and their potential impact on global sea level. It's a story that's still unfolding.
Yeah.
We're at a critical juncture, and the decisions we make now will have far-reaching
And
consequences.
it's a story that affects all of us,
It does.
whether we live on the coast or in the heartland.
Yeah.
The interconnectedness of our planet means that changes in one region can ripple out and have global impacts.
That's right.
So as we're wrapping up this deep dive into the research on Thwaites and Pine Island glaciers, it's important to think about, what this all means for you.
Right.
Yeah.
You've heard the evidence these glaciers haven't been this small in thousands of years,
Yeah.
and the current rate of ice loss is really unprecedented in recent history. Right.
So it's a clear signal that the changes we're seeing in Antarctica, they're not just a natural fluctuation.
And the implications of this research extend far beyond, the icy shores of Antarctica.
Yeah, for sure.
Sea level rise is a global issue
It is.
and one that will affect coastal communities around the world.
Right.
So understanding the past behavior of these glaciers helps us to better project future sea level rise,
Exactly.
which is crucial for making informed decisions about adaptation and mitigation.
Precisely. This research provides a valuable piece of the puzzle,
Yeah.
helping us to refine our models and just improve our understanding of these complex systems.
Right.
But it also, really underscores the urgency of addressing climate change
Yeah.
and taking action to reduce our impact on the planet.
Absolutely. So as you process this information, think about what this means for you personally.
Right.
How might sea level rise affect your community or the places that you care about?
Yeah, good question.
What steps can you take to reduce your own carbon footprint?
And contribute to a more sustainable future.
Knowledge is only as powerful as what we do with it.
Right.
This research is a call to action.
Yeah.
It's urging us to engage in informed and constructive dialogue about our collective future.
Right.
The fate of these glaciers and ultimately the fate of our planet really depends on our ability to work together and find solutions.
That's a great note to end on. We hope this deep dive has provided you with a better understanding of the science behind these critical glaciers and the challenges that we face.
Oh, thanks for listening, everybody.
Keep asking those tough questions, keep seeking out knowledge, and keep diving deep.
See you next time.